And currently we have 70 degrees in Bedford, 72 in Lynchburg, 72 in Danville, Salem, and Roanoke. And did you hear him? Blue skies are coming tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear it. Me and ELO will be just stinking ecstatic.
Blue skies coming for you.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing but blue skies.
Yeah, well, I don't know about blue skies for McAuliffe. We'll see. The GOP has called McAuliffe and Herring as witnesses in a lawsuit to remove him from the ballot. We've been following this story.
Oh, yeah, he forgot. Well, the witnesses signed that he signed, but his signature wasn't there.
Right. Just last month, the Republican Party filed a lawsuit asking the courts to remove Democratic candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe from the ballot because he didn't even sign an official form declaring his candidacy.
Right.
And he had people who signed the paper saying they witnessed him signing the paper.
Yeah.
The declaration.
Which is fraudulent, last time I checked.
The declaration must be declared legally insufficient, and McAuliffe must be disqualified from appearing on any general election ballot, Republicans wrote in a complaint filed in Richmond City Circuit Court.
Interesting.
In response, McAuliffe asked the courts to dismiss the lawsuit, arguing that nothing in Virginia's code requires a candidate to sign a declaration of candidacy. As of Tuesday, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring, Terry McAuliffe, and an array of others, including politicians and a professor at the University of Virginia, have been issued subpoenas to appear in Richmond City Circuit Court on the 29th at 10 a.m. Counsel for the Republicans who filed the lawsuit said a news conference regarding the subpoenas and the case will be held Wednesday. The news conference is scheduled for 9 a.m. this morning at the John Marshall Courts Building in Richmond.
How much you want to bet that McAuliffe will
slither right in out of it?
He'll slither out of it, and he'll use the people that said Obama wasn't a citizen or the birth certificate. They're trying to pull an Obama birth certificate thing on me or something.
That'll be his response. I've seen this before, though.
Yeah.
I think what may happen is he may have to run as a write-in.
Wow. Now that would screw with some people.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I could see. Well, see. Okay. Can I just go here for a moment? Where I vote, people hand out blue sheets, and it has exactly what you're going to see on the machine, and all the little dots are filled in for all Democrats. And
the Democrat ballot.
It's a sample ballot, right. And they hand it out. So,
and
I always refuse them. I said I know who I'm voting for. Thank you anyway.
And see, I don't think they should be able to hand.
I don't think they should be able to hand them out either. But can you imagine? So before you go in, I'm going to show you how to write McAuliffe's name in on this sample ballot. It's going to slow the voting process down.
Why do all these ballots say McAuliffe? We don't know.
Or no, it's maybe they put McDonald's and then they drew a picture of a cheeseburger.
Jeez.
Cheeseburger.
But I mean, it makes you wonder if that could happen.
Could this really come back on them?
And their argument is nothing requires them to sign a declaration. Then why does it exist?
Yeah. Well,
then why
true.
Do you have to fill out the paperwork if it's not applicable?
I mean, does he even have to prove he's a citizen at this point?
I'm sure that's already been done, but...
Well, I mean, based on what's happening on our border, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm surprised they're not like, okay, we're going to give you a COVID test, but first we want you to sign up to be able to vote. And here's a blue sheet for future reference.
Showing you how to spell McAuliffe. Sad news, bad news coming out of Falls Church, Virginia. Fairfax County Police are saying that there is a deadly batch of fentanyl-laced cocaine.
Oh, no.
Six people have overdosed so far in the Falls Church area. That was just on Tuesday morning.
Wow.
One of the victims is barely clinging to life. Five others are recovering. All six were at a nearby club in Alexandria called Babylon Cafe earlier in the evening.
Wow.
Then they went back to an apartment where police believe they took drugs and overdosed. Police cannot say if the drugs were purchased at the cafe. A family member found them, called 911. When officers arrived, they found a woman unconscious on the sidewalk. And then four men and another woman found inside the apartment.
Oh, gosh.
victims ranged in age from 23 to 35. The six lives were saved due to Narcan.
I'm just thinking. Let's just think this out for a moment. Let's do a little role play. So I've got some cocaine, and I just want to. It's not the best grade. So
well, how do you know?
Let's just put a little fentanyl in it. You see, and the guys that are putting this mixture, you know, because you're a chemist, you know, you're a homemade chemist, and you're a little high yourself.
In that basement,
I think I put too much fentanyl in. Well, that just makes it up a little harder. It won't matter. And then people die. I mean, it's insane.
They don't care, though.
Well, they don't.
Just want their money.
They don't, right.
Well, it's a very dangerous thing.
Goodness.
And if you think that that's not that far away from us.
The one...
If you think that stuff can't get here,
right.
Or if it's not here already.
The one fentanyl bust that they had said it was enough fentanyl to kill over 100,000 people.
And, of course, we know where the fentanyl's coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just pouring over the border right now.
Over the border. Right. It's a hot mess, as they say. So, anyway, I thought we were doing a happy story. Didn't you have a happy story in there somewhere?
I have a volcano.
A volcano? Well, it depends. That could be a happy story. It depends.
Well, a small Spanish island in the Atlantic Ocean is having a volcanic eruption. We don't hear of many of those,
right. Really.
But they are having to evacuate. And they're thinking that more explosions are coming up.
Wow.
It occurred on Sunday. It's one of eight volcanic islands in Spain's Canary Islands, which is strung along Africa's northwestern coast. And it was the second volcanic eruption in 50 years.
Wow.
4.2 magnitude quake was recorded before the eruption, and thousands of small earthquakes.
Interesting.
Wow.
I have a...
Unstoppable 20 feet rivers of molten lava are now flowing towards the ocean.
Wow. That's cool to see it hit the ocean.
And it's cool as long as you're not in its path.
Wow,
that's
this is
the
true.
Thing.
Yeah. I like watching it on video. I don't want to be there necessarily.
Well, there's a lot of video out with it right now.
So I have a...
They are, you know, evacuating people there, about 6,000 people.
I have kind of a happy story.
Okay.
The staff of a UK hospital went into panic when a 43-year-old patient was missing. The man was recovering from a car crash. He had several broken bones.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because of the end of the story.
Okay.
The alert was canceled eventually. The man was found at his favorite pub 2 miles away. His friends had wheeled him in there.
What?
In his wheelchair.
They're self-medicating him?
I guess.
They came and got him.
They came and got him, and they wheeled him to the local pub, and everybody's happy as a lark.
Wow.
And the bar tab continues to grow.
Jeez. Who's paying for that?
Yeah,
I wonder.
I don't know. I don't know. But that is interesting. Hey, you know, like the meds aren't working. I just need a couple beers in me, and I'll be fine.
That is, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah. Several broken bones. Can you imagine all the curbs that they had to go over and all the bumping? Ugh.
Well, you know, we laugh about this stuff, but let me tell you, when I had that severe burn on my hand.
Yes.
I mean, it was the worst burn of my life.
Yeah, it was nasty.
You saw it.
Yeah,
it was
nasty.
Bad.
Yeah.
I was in so much pain and it was so late in the evening that I was self-medicating myself.
Mm.
I mean, I was finding bottles of things from Christmas.
Oh, geez.
It's like, oh, look, here's a gift from Christmas. Let me try that.
Oh, this is the one Mark
that
and Kara gave us that tasted awful then, but it's great right now.
No, there was one that was given to me. I believe it was Ruth Ann that gave it to me. But it was more of a wintertime drink. So I was saving it for more of the winter. I didn't save it that.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, you do self-medicate to survive things. Because I was in a great deal of pain. And it worked.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Well,
You've never done that?
No, actually, after my heart surgery, they gave me some really good drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I think I only took them for two, three days. Because I just wanted to fight. It wasn't stupid kind of fight through the pain.
See,
like some guys
I would
do,
rather have a little drink of something
right.
than take
medication,
a hard pill.
Yeah.
I would rather do
well,
that.
Well, I like I said, I did for 2 or 3 days, and then, you know, I just kind of ibuprofened it out a little bit. And then it was okay. I just learned to deal with it. Because mm-hmm. I've had people that I know and love, you know, had a struggle with pain meds, and I didn't want to be one of those guys.
That.
So, anyway, thankfully, God got me through that.
That's
so.
Right. Hey, when we come back, Trump is suing his niece. Yeah. We're going to have
really?
That story on the way.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
You never know.
Blood isn't sue. Thicker than water, apparently.
Oh, jeez.
He is.
I'm glad I'm not related to the
I
guy.
Know.
I don't want to be quoted, heck, as a distant descendant from Adam, which we all are. I would love to know
how many lawsuits he's been involved with.
Jeez, you can't imagine.
Countless, probably.
It's 8:17 on the Morning Jam, hump day. Welcome.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, uh-huh.
Are we done?
We are.
I was still snapping.
Thanks for joining us on the Morning Jam. We have a story about President Donald Trump. Apparently, earlier this week, mm-hmm. he sued his estranged niece and the New York Times.
Oh, both. Okay, let's get them both in there.
Over a 2018 story about his family's wealth and tax practices that was partly based on confidential documents she provided to the newspaper's reporters.
Wow.
Trump's lawsuit was filed in state court in New York. It accuses Mary Trump of breaching a settlement agreement by disclosing tax records she received in a dispute over family patriarch Fred Trump's estate.
Interesting. Well, so it goes back a ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The lawsuit accuses the Times and three of its investigative reporters, Suzanne Craig, David Barstow, and Russell Butner, of relentlessly seeking out Mary Trump as a source of information and convincing her to turn over documents.
Wow.
The suit claims the reporters were aware the settlement agreement barred right. her from disclosing the documents.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know how deep Trump's pockets are. I mean, I know he took a huge hit by being president, but he may be able to outlast her. So he may get his, just to, you know, to log jam it in the court system, she has to spend money. And he may have the money to spend, and she doesn't.
The Times story challenged Trump's claims of being self-made by documenting how his father, Fred, had given him at least $413 million over the decades, including through tax avoidance schemes.
Oh, boy.
Mary Trump identified herself in a book published last year as the source of the documents provided by the Times. That mm-hmm. was dumb.
Yeah.
Trump's lawsuit alleges Mary Trump, the Times, and its reporters were motivated by a personal vendetta.
Well, no doubt about that.
And a desire to push a political agenda.
Right.
The defendants engaged in an insidious plot to obtain confidential and highly sensitive records, which they exploited for their own benefit, says the lawsuit. In a statement to the New York NBC News, Mary Trump said of her uncle, here's the Trump coming out. I think he's a loser, and he's going to throw anything against the wall he can in desperation.
Right.
The walls are closing
you, lady.
In, and he's throwing anything against the wall that he thinks will stick. As is always the case with Donald, he'll try and change the subject.
I wonder if she's going to stick.
That's one of their favorite words, loser.
Loser.
Is that a loser?
Did they
Uncle
come up
Donald.
With the acronym for your fingers? You know, you make an L and go,
well, I loser, think that loser. Was around before.
That was around. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. The lawsuit is an attempt to silence independent news organizations, says a Times spokesperson.
Of course.
We plan to vigorously defend it. You better be ready to defend it, I would think.
What did they have? Wasn't it something like 12... Washington Post reporters going after Trump while he was running for president the first time. I mean, it's just the dedication they will and the resources they will put into getting this man are amazing.
He's seeking $100 million in damages.
Is he really? I hope he wins.
Trump filed his lawsuit almost a year to the day after Mary Trump sued him over allegations that he and two of his siblings cheated her out of millions of dollars over several decades while squeezing her out of the family business. She's the daughter of Donald Trump's brother, Fred Trump Jr., who died in 81 at the age of 42.
Yeah.
She was 16 at the time. She's 56 now. Wow.
I don't know. I just, maybe I shouldn't say I hope he wins. I don't know. I just want right to win, and it doesn't seem like that happens very often in some of these cases. But we forge ahead because, you know, is there anybody in your even your distant family that you would be willing to go to court over? I'm just curious. I mean, I have some silly people in my family.
I'm not a very litigious person. So what do you mean go to court?
In other words, you know what? I'm going to
sue them.
Yeah. I'm going to sue them because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. I mean, I just, no.
Yeah, me either.
I just, that's just not how I'm wired.
Yeah, me either.
That falls under there. I'll let the Lord fight those battles for me. Yeah. I'm not going to, because it's not good for you. Not good for you. And now sometimes I think you have to, I think you have to go there, if depending on if it meant that danger was going to be done to someone else.
Like we're going
to
take your
house
or
whatever. But as far as financial gain, if I thought there was somebody in my family that was going to hurt someone else and need to be put away, I'd fight for that. Right. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, me too.
But as far as fighting, fortunately, no one in my family has enough money to fight over. So
me either.
my sister and I didn't have anything to fight over, so...
Oh,
we were just trying to get everything taken care of.
I fought over the dining room table. I wanted it, and I got it.
See, I'm not going to do that.
I asked for the dining room table because that's where all the family gatherings happen when Mom passed, and my brother said,
I mean,
sure.
we sorted all that stuff out. I remember when my grandmother died, and she had a lot of siblings, and that makes things a lot more complicated.
Sure.
And she asked me if there was anything I wanted. I was like, no. If there was something she wanted me to have, she would have given it to me. And so I wasn't going to get in there. And I mean, there were people in my family, I won't say who, but fought over frozen cherries that were in the freezer.
Serious.
Over who should take those home.
They must be really good.
It's just stupid.
I know.
People will fight over the dumbest things, and it's not worth it.
Well, I will tell you a story that was just interesting in my family. Everybody wanted Grandpa's truck. Grandpa bought the 1956 Ford, which, by the way, you can watch the restore. If you go, a total frame-up restore that my brothers did. If you go to YouTube and type in Grandpa's 1956 Ford F-100, it's like the top one because we have over 50,000 watches on that video. It's quite amazing. Anyway, so everybody wanted Grandpa's truck. Grandpa dies. Well, it gets passed down to my godfather, my uncle. So I'm up in Pennsylvania visiting family, and I notice they've got a for sale sign on it. I say, you're selling Grandpa's truck? Yeah. You want to buy it? And I'm thinking the heir apparent was his son. Okay, my uncle's son, apparently, because we heard from him. And I managed to get the cash together. Mom helped me a little bit. Brought it down to Virginia. Eventually, I drove it for a couple of years, and then I just didn't have time to restore it. So my little brother and I made a charade and back and forth, and then he ended up giving it to my other brother. So it went through a couple set of hands, but the interesting thing was, Janet, as soon as it got out that I got the truck, I was hearing from cousins I hadn't heard from for 20 years. So we hear you got Grandpa's truck. How'd that happen? And then I had to tell him the story because everybody wanted it. And so anyways, nothing really bad happened, although there was one confrontation of my little brother who's no longer here. You would have loved Rick. I mean, when he walked into the room, there was a presence about my little brother. And he would let you know stuff. And a matter of fact, I said at his funeral, he was the first one to cut you if you needed to be cut down.
Okay.
But he was there
first. He stabbed you in the front.
He stabbed you in the front, then he had a Band-Aid.
Right.
you know, because you needed it.
Because that's the kind of people that you want in your life.
Right.
Though.
And he was amazing. He did all the family gatherings. Now my niece helps put those together. But it's the heir apparent, my cousin, he doesn't fight his battles. He gets his wife to fight his battles at the next family reunion. You know, so-and-so was supposed to get that truck,
oh,
right?
For the love.
And I'm watching and I'm going, okay, Rick, are you gonna have your nice side? And he did have his nice side on that day.
Okay.
He said, look, this is the process. This is how it happened. He had every chance to buy it from his own father.
Did he turn to your brother? Is it your brother?
Yeah, my brother ended up. By now, Ricky's got
okay,
the truck.
Okay, but the wife that was speaking up, was that for your brother speaking
no,
up?
No, the wife that was speaking up was the wife of my cousin.
All right, so did he say to the cousin, you need to get your pants back now? Because I think that's what I would have said. You want to get those pants back and put them on?
Yeah, well, it
I
was.
I think maybe that would be a good idea.
It was a tense moment, but it ended well. I mean, you know. And my
yeah,
when it
see,
got to my other brother,
that's not going to happen. I'm not doing that.
My little brother and my other brother did a total restore of Grandpa's truck, and they did it justice, and everybody's
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, I've seen that footage. It's yeah. it was beautiful.
The right person ended up with it,
and it honored the truck.
My
and
grandpa,
everything,
sure.
So everything's good now.
It is.
Everybody's
good now.
Happy now.
Yeah, everybody's happy now.
Very good.
So there you
Very
go.
Very good. But it is amazing what people will fight over.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to beat that cherry story, though. Well, unless they have one. Maybe our listeners have one that will.
Fight you over those pretzels during the break.
It could happen.
Hey, it's hump day. It's 8:31 almost. CBS News Brief is coming up. If you'd like to text on any of the comments, maybe a family dispute, 434-248-0704. Or call us 866-916-3776. It's the Morning Jam. Janet and Mark. That's what Jam spells out.
And currently we have 72 degrees in Lynchburg, 70 in Bedford, 72 in Roanoke, Danville, 70 in Salem, and rain. Rain, yep. rain.
It's the Morning Jam News Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we canceled all vaccine stories. Yesterday.
Now that's all we have.
Randy wants more. He wants more cowbell, and he wants more vaccine stories.
Ding, ding.
We'll see what we can do.
More cowbell.
I'd rather give him more cowbell. Yeah. Anyway. So we have this another event that is going to happen. You know, you would wonder with the resurgence of the new variant, the Delta variant, and there's another variant out there, and I don't know what they're calling it yet, but I think it's called Joe Biden. Anyway, the Go Fest is ready to rock in downtown Roanoke after canceling 2020 last year due to COVID. The Go Anthem Outside Festival is back, and it's going to be in a new location. More commonly, it was at the River's Edge Park since 2011 in its inception. But on October the 15th through the 17th, it's going to be downtown with a footprint spanning, pretty big, Janet, Elmwood Park to the City Market Buildings, according
oh, yeah.
to the festival and the new release. So that ought to be a fun time. I think
it's a big festival there.
Yeah, I may have to try that one because I don't have anything going. No, that's not our weekend, is it? We're supposed to be...
What is it again?
15th through the 17th.
No, you're good.
Ours is the weekend before
you're
that,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
Leaders on the South Side say that the area is making great strides despite the ongoing pandemic. They held a State of the Region discussion yesterday as city and county leaders continue to push through the difficulties of the pandemic. Danville and Pennsylvania County leaders say the past year and a half has actually seen a strong year of growth. The panel of leaders highlighted things that have contributed to that success. For example, the American Rescue Plan Act did help a lot of businesses bounce back from pandemic setbacks. Crime is also at a 35-year low in Danville. The county noted they've improved emergency call response times. Both localities are seeing new economic growth. For Danville specifically, they've seen a good increase in sales and tax revenue. Now, that came as a surprise because they really thought that that would be cut into. Considering the past year and a half. Also, they say that the city manager, Ken Larking, announced 2,000 new jobs and $875 million in investments. A big part of that includes Caesars Casino coming to River City and Tyson Foods opening in Ringgold. They say it's kind of unheard of for a small community to see that kind of capital investment. Both the county and the city are encouraging support for the 1% sales tax each locality has on the November ballot, which would go toward rebuilding crumbling schools. They said the sales tax would be a reliable source of revenue. With a casino coming to the area, tourists will be spending money, and that could go toward paying some of that sales tax for the city school system.
Okay. So we've got, what is today's date? Today's date is
22nd.
22nd. Okay. So it looks like September the 24th, Doswell, Virginia. Virginia State Fair is going to be returning. Listen to some of these acts. You got the Racing Pigs.
Yes.
The Maggot.
Which racing pigs?
Oh, I'm going to tell you in just a minute. That's the body of the story. The Magic Show, the Trapeze Artist, a Rodeo, and CNC Music Factory. Everybody dance now. Bump with a bump. Anyway.
They won't be asking Mark to sit in with them.
Anyway, last year, Pam, I want to pronounce it right, Rosary, owner of the Racing Pigs, who compete at the State Fair of Virginia, watched her business grind to a halt. Pandemic raged across all the fairs and festivals in our country. It said, we worked 10 days in 2020. Then we didn't work again for a whole year. Zero work, zero income, Rosary said. Her Racing Pigs show is called Rosary's Royal Racers. My family's been in the entertainment business for 9 generations. This is all they've ever done.
I think it's Rosie's Racing Pigs.
Well,
isn't it?
Has an A in it. That's why I thought it was.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's R O.
I know there is a Rosie.
A I R E. Rosary? Is that how you pronounce it?
R O A. Okay.
So, like many entertainers, the Rosary and her family struggled financially last year. It was really difficult. They live in Florida, so it's I guess I don't know. If that helps, maybe the pigs don't have to wear masks all year round.
So there are two different ones. This is Rosary's Royal Racers.
Yes, this is the Royal Racers.
Because I've booked Rosie's Racing Pigs before.
Oh, have
before.
You? Yes. Okay, well, these apparently come from...
Let me tell you, it's good fun.
Royalty.
Good, clean fun.
It is.
I mean, you know, as clean as pigs can be.
Yeah, this is true. Her fleet of pigs, 15 of them, will be returning, along with the food vendors, farmers, growers, crafters, and entertainers to help it this year. Again, we're going to tell you the dates, September 24th through the 3rd of October. It says the State Fair in Virginia was canceled, as we know, last year, but it was the first time since World War II. And then before that, it was only canceled due to the Spanish flu. So it sounds like they've been pretty consistent. Sounds like a fun time for all. So Racing Pigs, what should you look out for? Let's just take a little diversion here. Do they really race each other?
Oh, they really race each other.
I mean, it's like a dog race almost, except it's pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. And they love it. And it's fun.
Yeah.
And of course, there's food at the end. That's
well, there's like, yeah, an yeah. apple or whatever.
And there's like a little gate. And then they do. And the gate shoots up. And then they run. And then you just, you know, you pick your pig.
Okay. Do they wear helmets? Or am I thinking of something different? Okay.
Yeah. No helmets on the pigs.
Yeah. Maybe that's pig football.
Pigs don't usually crash rounding the corner. It's not like NASCAR.
It's not like Kyle Busch is competing.
We had a swine wipe out in lane two.
Jeez.
In the second turn, it's nothing like that.
Actually, I take it back. Kyle Busch does not wreck people. Ricky Stenhouse wrecks people. So let me make that
you
clarification.
You need to be very careful. Yes. You were rubbing elbows with royalty yesterday.
I know. Yeah, I was near. I have a picture. Did you post the picture of me and the king on our Facebook page?
I did.
Any likes? I was with the...
any likes?
Richard Petty.
How old are you?
Richard Petty. Well, I want Richard to get some likes, you know?
Oh, okay.
Actually, if you like the tattoo I'm willing to get, if we get 1,000 likes, you can still go to our Facebook page. Your Morning Jam, I think, is where it's at, right?
Uh-huh.
On Facebook.
Jay said, was that Richard Petty standing with Mark on Facebook? He still looks great. How old is he? He's like 84.
And he looks really good, and he doesn't seem like a frail man. He rode up on a Harley Davidson trike.
Yeah.
He's not a frail man. He's riding this thing in the rain.
And he's lean and mean, too,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, he looks
tall,
really good.
Thin.
And he's got this, I don't know what his origin is, but he either tans a lot or it's just his normal skin color. But it looks like he's got a tan.
All the time.
Yeah.
But they're from Florida, right? aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I know they live in North Carolina, but...
Oh, okay. Well...
But yeah, I mean, looks great. He looks
sports.
Great.
I don't know anything about that. For some reason, I don't know where I had Florida in my head, but
that's okay.
I did.
Oh, you won a lot of races in Daytona, I can tell you that.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where that came from.
Right.
Hey, guys, have you been to Insane Radio Deals yet? You need to do that. We've got some new things there on the site.
We do.
That you can take in and enjoy. If you're looking to spruce up for fall, Gary's Garden Center is on there. You can get a $50 gift card for just $25, and that'll make things look a lot nicer around your house. We also have a new... sponsor on Insane Radio Deals with Runabout Sports.
Yeah.
$50 gift cards to Runabout Sports are $20. We also have Any Day Outfitters in Roanoke, $50 gift cards for $25. Travel Lovers, $100 gift cards for $50. Mm-hmm. And then our friend Marco Galbraith at T4 Tactics.
Yeah.
There's several workshops on there,
really,
including
good prices.
The Concealed Permit Firearm Safety Class. Mm-hmm. At T4 Tactics,
right.
And the T4 Tactics Pepper Spray Workshop,
right.
That you can go and take in. We also have Chrome Auto and lots of SeaQuest and Ocean Organics. Just go check it out.
We had somebody come in yesterday to get some of the sloth tickets. I want to make one correction. It's $25 on the Runabout Sports.
What did I say?
You said $20. I just want to make sure people know.
Okay.
Gary's Garden Center, which is, gosh, they've got all kinds of cool stuff, especially right now. Okay, how many things do you plan in the fall? I mean, do you do some?
Usually mums.
Mums, okay.
Pansies. They winter really well.
Right.
They'll, like, stay up in the snow. And the great thing about Gary's is he can tell you
they
what
know
to
their
plan.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of things on there. Go check it out, insaneradiodeals.com. And you'll save money, you're supporting local businesses, and you're supporting the radio station.
You're helping us out.
And that's good stuff.
And we like that. We like being helped out because we want to stay here and do what we're doing.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are the area's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. You have a special order, that's not going to be any problem. They're going to take care of you. We have a new list of specials we're going to be sharing with you here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I've got your 5 and Dine for today. It is a slow cooker creamy tomato basil chicken. And I really like to make this, especially in the fall. It's a very comforting meal, and it's super easy to pull together. Break out that slow cooker, and then you're going to put a 14-ounce can of diced tomatoes with Italian herbs, along with 3/4 of a cup of pasta sauce. That could be a marinara, or this is a great way to use, like when you have leftover pasta sauce, this is a great recipe to make sure that you use that.
Okay.
So you're going to put that over into your crock pot. Then you're going to take 3/4 of a cup of heavy cream and whisk in 2 tablespoons of cornstarch and mix that into the pasta sauce mixture, and then 2 teaspoons of minced garlic, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of dried basil, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Then after you get all that mixed together, you're going to put in 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts just down into the crock pot and let it cook for 3 to 5 hours until the chicken is about 165. And then when it gets to that point, you know your chicken's done. You can stir in some fresh basil at that point and serve this over pasta. The sauce is perfect over pasta, and then slice that chicken and lay it on top. It is delicious. Serve it up with a side salad. Dinner is done. Slow cooker creamy tomato basil chicken. Want that recipe? Go to Facebook. Type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe along with all the others that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family-packed chicken thighs, just 85 cents a pound. Family-packed pork steaks and country-style ribs are $1.99 a pound. Crisco oil is $6.99 for a gallon bottle. Peter Pan peanut butter is two for $3, and Smucker's jam or jelly is two for $4. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804 and join our VIP text club for exclusive deals and flash sales. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
It's the Morning Jam, 8:50. Wow, this show's really flying. I see, because you put my name up, that my picture with Richard Petty showed up on my Facebook.
Oh,
my brother did that. Wow. So I just I sent out a funny note
cool.
yesterday, the other day. I said, yeah, my brother said, who's that standing with Richard Petty? Ah! Of course, it was me.
He was
like
asking
I said,
you?
He was very gracious.
Got it.
Richard Petty was. And Kyle Petty was just running around, like I told you earlier, just making sure the needs were met of the riders. He was extremely busy. He finally got to sit down and eat with the rest of them. But this is such an amazing organization, the things that they do at Victory Junction for these kids. And
we were lucky to have them come through the area yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. A lot of people got to meet them, and that was good. If you wanted to catch that interview, you can do that on the SoundCloud.
Yeah. Go to SoundCloud, type in The Morning Jam on VTRN. The Morning Jam on VTRN. Just start filling in 9-21, and it'll pop up there. So
let me ask you this.
Right.
Do either of your pups have girlfriends?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
No girlfriends?
No.
Not interested?
No. My dog, Oliver especially, and he forbids his son to have one, so it's a done deal.
Oh, so no girls?
No girls.
Oh, well, then they can't participate in this. Organizers of a world record attempt in Chicago say they're hoping to gather more than 178 canine couples to break the record for the world's largest dog wedding ceremony.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine what chaos is going to ensue?
Oh, my gosh.
For that. Now, we did have a wedding ceremony between Frisco and Dixie when the kids were small. There's a photograph of little Dixie wearing a little bridal veil.
Oh, wow.
And we had a little bow tie on Frisco. The kids thought that was fun. Leslie Allison C., the chair of the Villa Park Community Focus on Unifying Neighbors Commission, said she participated in the November 2008 attempt at the record at Oak Park, Illinois. That attempt featured 87 canine couples. Didn't quite set the record, which was set in Littleton, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
She says she wants to see Illinois take the record Saturday at Lions Park in the town of Villa Park. It's slated, the village president, Nick Cuzone, is slated to officiate the dog wedding ceremony. It will include canines from across the area. She said pet owners whose dogs don't have a mate to marry can participate in a round of dog speed dating to find an appropriate spouse right before the ceremony. Wow. Doggy speed dating.
I'm sorry. That's just funny. A
lot of sniffing going on.
Yeah, well, that's
that
how they, that's how, I mean,
that's just how they get to know each other.
I know.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, Buddy would be all about that.
Yeah.
He likes to make friends. And so do my littles.
Right.
Actually, all four of my dogs are very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all boys.
Right.
So they would all have to participate in the speed dating.
Right.
The dog speed dating. That sounds like that could be chaotic.
Oh, geez.
I don't know about that. So if you gave someone a lottery ticket and it won big, would you feel like you were entitled to some of the money?
I would be. Okay. Can you give me a dollar amount?
An Australian woman found picking up a lottery ticket for her mother paid off when she was awarded a free bonus ticket.
Oh, so the bonus ticket was the winning ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now that throws a different wrench into the works.
Though? Okay. And so this reminds me of a story when my niece and nephew were small. Uh-huh. My nephew had two ice cream cones that he was bringing over.
Okay, right.
And the top fell off of one. Aww. And he went up to my niece, Abby, and he goes, "Oh, your ice cream fell on the ground."
He's a smart kid.
So they're exactly the same, but it just so happened right. That was yours.
That one was yours.
So I think there might be a little bit of that going on.
Okay.
The South Australian woman told the lotto office she hadn't actually intended to buy a lottery ticket for mm-hmm. herself.
Right.
She was buying a lucky lotteries ticket for her mother. "Every Friday, my mom and I purchase an entry in Lucky Lotteries. As usual, I purchase an entry for my mom. However, I wasn't contemplating purchasing an entry for myself. When I scanned my last entry at the outlet, they gave me a bonus ticket that I'd won."
So I have to ask, does it say in here whether her mom's ticket, she had let her just do a random ticket, or does she have a set of numbers? Because that would distinguish which is the real ticket and the real winner.
Doesn't say.
Okay.
She won $72,300.50.
Wow.
She says she plans to use her winnings to take care of her family. Your mama better be part of that.
Well, I think in this case, mom gets half because she wouldn't have got the ticket.
She wouldn't have even gone there.
Right, right.
Had it not been
for
her mom.
You got to give mom half.
I don't know. Doesn't look like... She said, "I'd like to help my parents." Okay. You better be helping your... See, that's a little bit different than just... Like, if I gave you
right.
a ticket as mm-hmm.
as a
joke
gift.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
at Christmas,
I mean, in all honesty,
that.
I would give you like a portion of it. I would have to, but I'd feel obligated to.
I mean, if it was a gift,
yeah.
you know, but she would not have even gotten the ticket had
right.
it not been for
no,
her mom.
I'm with you.
I think she's going to have to share that one, come off some money. But it doesn't look like she's going to.
Jeez.
So maybe not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I have two quick things here.
Okay.
One of them is a crash on mile marker 142 on I-81. Yeah,
okay.
It just happened a little while ago. So if you're heading south on I-81, just be ready for some backups. Mile marker 142 on I-81, car crash. Do you know the meme where it's got the two ladies and the one's crying and pointing?
And the cat.
Yeah, and they always change the caption. I love the Christmas ones, okay? You're going to love this one because of the station you used to work at that played Christmas music. You know, what, after Labor Day? You can't listen to Christmas music. She's pointing at the cat. Before Thanksgiving, the cat's response, "Do you hear what I hear?"
Oh boy!
You know, and
well,
then
it's
my
not Christmas shoes.
My favorite one with that whole thing was, "Last Christmas I gave you my heart," and the cat's response, "Regifted."
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've
That's
got
my favorite
they've got
one.
a lot of legs out of that.
Oh
one.
My! They should get some. Now you're talking
so
about
you
getting
listen,
some. They should get a commission.
Do you listen to? Well, I mean, there's some people whose face have been used in memes and have
right.
become very famous.
Right.
Not in an attractive way, and
right,
some of
sure.
them have sued.
Yeah,
because it's the crazy eyed girl,
right?
And then the dorky guy.
Yeah,
and I mean, there's some that are pretty
but that,
famous.
That genie's out of the bottle. It's the internet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you get that back.
I don't either.
And who wants to be known as the crazy eyed girl? Nobody.
It's like
nobody wants to be known as that.
The chief or the captain in Miami Vice, "Crockett, once the bullet leaves the gun, there's no way to return it."
Are you still watching Miami Vice?
No, I actually quit watching Miami Vice. I took a break from it because we got into Manifest.
Gotcha.
And Manifest is like over now. Yellowstone isn't starting up till, what, 2 months from now? I mean, there is a vacuum right now.
So to go back to your story real quick.
Yes.
Do you listen to Christmas music after Thanksgiving?
I
usually don't start till like a couple weeks before.
After Thanksgiving, yeah, because sometimes we'll start pulling Christmas stuff out. Of course, you know I didn't take my tree down last year.
Oh, jeez.
Because there's still one strand of lights that are still on. I'm going to make it. The last strand just needs to hold on for another 2 months.
I can't believe you all have had a Christmas tree up all year long.
The ornaments were put away. I mean, it's just the lights that are on the tree and the thing popping out of the top, whatever that is. I don't know what it's called.
So just a green fake tree in your living room.
And it's got a few little ornaments. I mean, when it was my wife's birthday month, it got decorated with all birthday stuff, thanks to my sister-in-law. So.
Okay.
Wait.
What's on it now? Anything?
Yeah, well, just the lights, the last strand.
Yes, Leah, Christmas should be every day, but Christmas music should not be.
Wait, listen. Make today awesome. Do you hear what I hear?
Stop it, Mark.
Let the night wind to the little
I'm going to hit you with something.
No, the show's over. You can't
Do
hit me now.
See what I see? Do you see what I see?